Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Masechet Eduyos, and we are up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Hayid Menachem ben Sagnai, al Mosaf Hayorish al Sholkei Zesim, that the extra piece of cheres that they would put around the rim of the kli that they would boil olives in, Shehu Tameh, that becomes Mekabel Tumah, it becomes part of the kli, and therefore it could be Mekabel Tumah together with the kli, Vishal Tzaba'im Shehu Tahar. But if they add this extension around the rim of a dyer's kli, that it's not part of the kli, it's not going to be mekabel tumah. Sheyom mechil v'advarim, because earlier Chacham had said that the opposite was true. Mishnah test. Hey, Rabbi Nachman ben Gudgada al Chareisha sheisia avia. Rabbi Nachman ben Gudgada said that if you have a girl who's deaf mute and her father marries her off, she yotza beget, that she can receive a get, meaning even though Chareishas is considered to be a lav bas das, she can receive a get because you don't need das of the isha to affect a gerushin. A gerushin of an isha could even be bal karcha. You're not allowed to do bal karcha normally, but it works. Val ketana bas yisrael shenisei the kohen. If you have a ketana who's a bas yisrael who's married to a kohen, meaning her mother or brother married her off to a kohen, her father is no longer alive, she ochelus betruma, that she can eat truma because she's married to a kohen. V'meisa bal yorsha, and if she dies, the husband is going to yarshin her. Val amarsha gazel shebno bebi. And if you steal a beam and then you build it into a structure, she'itenes damav, that the ganav can just pay back its value instead of giving back the beam, because even though on a daraisa level you have to return whatever it is that you stole if the item is still there, this is a takanas hashavim. We want to make it easier for people to do tshuva, so you don't have to pull apart the whole building that you built. You could just give back the value. Valachatas egzula shel anodol rabim, and if you have a stolen korban chatas, meaning someone stole a regular animal and then the person who stole it was makdish it as a korban chatas, and people don't know about it, shima chaperes, that it achieves a kapara, and the ganav doesn't have to bring another korban in its place, and they did that in order to benefit the mizbeach, meaning even though a stolen animal is not a kosher korban, we're afraid that if he's going to have to bring another one, the kohanim are going to realize that what they did the first time was something that was not a valid carbon, and therefore they're not going to want to bring his replacement carbon. So the Chum said, you know what, he doesn't have to bring a replacement carbon, and that is to prevent the Mizbeach from being neglected by the Kohanim when it needs to be, when the Kohanim need to be bringing carbonos on it. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Ches, we said that the extension built onto the pot of people who boil olives is part of the pot and is therefore Mekabel Tumah, but the similar extension on a dyer's pot is not Mekabel Tumah, because earlier Chacham said the exact opposite. And then in Mishnah Tes, we said that Rabbi Nachman ben Gudgada said that if a girl is deaf mute and her father married her off, she can receive a get. And if a girl is a ketana and her mother and brother married her off to a kohen, she can eat truma and her husband will yarshin her if she dies. And if you steal a beam, you don't have to pull apart your whole house to return the beam, you can just pay its value. And that if you have a stolen korban chat, if you have a stolen animal that the ganav makes a korban chatas, it achieves kapara, the ganav doesn't have to bring a new korban chatas. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with the eighth parak of Maseches Eduyos.